difficult to compete with Brett, so we have to wait one more moment. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Shavuot Shiur, and the topic of my Shiur will be Erev Tavshilis. For those who remember, 3 years ago we touched on some of these in Yonim, and I'd be gratified if you remember, just let me know, and I could accelerate. We know this year, as many years, we're going to have to make an Erev Tavshilin in order to cook from Friday, which is the first day Yontif, to Shabbos, which is the second day Yontif. And first of all, we have to understand the Isser involved in cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. What is the Isser? So for that we find the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Amdaf Memvavam, Abeis, that if one cooks or bakes from Yontif to a weekday, Rav Chista says he get Malkus, and Rava says you don't get Malkus. The reason why Rav Chista says you get Malkus, because you cooked from Yontif for a day that's not Yontif. So that's Malkus. Just like if you cook from Yontif to Chol, you get Malkus. If you cook, well, let's hold off on that. I went a little too quick. If you cook from Yontif to Chol, that's what we're talking about. If you cook from a Yontif to a weekday, do you get Malkus? Rav Chisda says you get Malkus. Why? Because you cook from Yontif to Chol, and the only time it's permitted to cook is with Tzarech Yontif. And Rabba says you don't get Malkus because Rabba's Machadish Adin of Chol. Chol Vehicle Archim, which means that even though your intention was cooking from Yontif to Chol till tomorrow, but since theoretically guests could come and benefit from your cooking, so I'll be Dintayrit Mutter because it's considered that you cook for Yontif. So again, according to Rav Chisda, if you cook from Yontif to Chol, you get Malkus because the whole Heter HaTayrit to cook is only for Yontif and you cook for a weekday. Whereas Rabba's Mechadish and Nudin, if you cook from Yontif for a weekday, the reason why you don't get Malkus because Chol V'yikla Archim, since guests may come and eat what you prepared, so therefore it's considered as if you cooked for Yontif. So the Gemara is a Shaila, how could you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Bishleimi behold Chol. So cooking from Yontif to Shabbos is permitted because it's as if you cook for Yontif itself. However, if you don't hold of Chol, how could you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? So the Gemara said, that's not a problem. You make an Erev Tavshilin. You make an Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says, an Erev Tavshilin is only a Drabbanan Dikatakana. It surely in no way can address an Isser Deraisa. So Rav Chisda comes up with another Chiddush. Sarche, Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. That just like the Torah allows you to cook from Yontif to Yontif for its own Kedusha, the Kedusha Shabbos allows you to cook also on Yontif. So cooking for Yontif, from Yontif to Shabbos, is the same thing as cooking from Yontif to Yontif. So we have a Machlokes. According to Rabba, we say Hoyle, that allows you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. And according to Rav Chisda, we don't hold of Hoyle. But the reason why you can cook from Yontif to Shabbos, because Sarkei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, it's Kedusha Achas, so the Kedusha of Shabbos permits you to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Now the Rishonim say there's a tremendous Nafka Minu L'Maisa between these two reasons. Let's say a person cooks on Yontif very late in the day, and there is not sufficient time practically to have it cooked and eat. So therefore, if you hold like Rabba that the whole heter of cooking from Yontif to Shabbos is based upon the yisoid of Hoyle, because you really can use it for Yontif, that doesn't apply in this case because there's no theoretical possibility to use it on Yontif. However, if the heter is because Sarche Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, it's one Kedusha, so there's no problem. Because even though you can't use it on Yontif, but the reason why it's mutter to cook on Yontif to Shabbos is not because you can use it on Yontif. Because the Kedusha Shabbos allows you to cook on Yontif, just like Kedushas Yontif. Therefore, it should be mutter. And the Pais can bring down the Iker Halacha is Rabba, which is Hayil. Therefore, a person should be very careful to make sure when he cooks on Yontif to Shabbos this Friday. For Shabbos, it should be ready in ample time, that it's edible, and people could come and people could eat it. That there's a minhag the Magen Avraham brings down that you're makabel Shabbos early, because when you're makabel Shabbos early, you'll finish your cooking early and you'll make sure it'll be ready on Yontif, that there won't be a problem that you cannot say Hayil. This is the sugya in Pesachim Amen Vav on the base. Now there is a sugya in Beya, which is really an extension of this sugya, that explains why do we need an Erev Tavshilin. What's the reason why we have an Erev Tavshilin? Why can't you cook without an Erev Tavshilin? So the Gemara in Beya, in the beginning of the second parak, brings down a machlokes. One mandomer says, Kedei sheyivra mona yofa l'shabbos. You're cooking on Yontif. You get carried away with Yontif. And you'll use up all your food on Yontif, you'll have nothing left for Shabbos. Make an Erev Tavshilin. Remind yourself Shabbos is coming, and therefore you will make sure you have leftover for Shabbos. So that's the purpose of an Erev Tavshilin. Kedei sheyivrar mona yofa. And the Rosh says, according to this reason, the Erev Tavshilin has to be made Erev Yontif. You'd have to make your Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. You can't make it on Wednesday. Because if it's a reminder, we want the reminder to be samach to Yontif. Comes along the next mandor and says a different reason, Rav Ashi. The reason why we have an Erev Tavshilin is Kedei Shenyoyimru, to teach Klal Yisrael that a Mevashlin miyontif l'Shabbos kal v'chomer miyontif l'chol. That the reason why we have an Erev Tavshilin is to teach Klal Yisrael that if you don't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, kal v'chomer, you won't cook Yontif to Chol. It seemed there was a problem. People cook from Yontif to Chol. But when they see you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin, they'll say, if I can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, surely I can't cook from Yontif to Chol. So according to Rav Ashi, the whole yesod of an Erev Tavshilin is to teach the Klal Yisrael a halacha that you can't cook from Yontif to Chol, kal v'chomer from the halacha you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. What? You can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, kal v'chomer, you can't cook from Yontif to Chol. I didn't say that? But that's the correct way. Now there's a she'ela gedayla here, a big she'ela. We know, and let's go with the halacha that we passing like Hayil, according to most paiskim, and let's go with Rav Ashi shita that the reason why you need Erev Tavshilin is to teach us that you can't cook from Yontif to Chayil. So there's a big she'ela here. Let's say, as I said, we paskin Hayil, but could you cook from Yontif to a weekday? The drabbanan, you can't. You can't. You can't cook from Yontif to a weekday. Why? I have Hayil. Because Hayil is only a svar in Daraisa. But the Rabbanan prohibited us from cooking from Yontif to Chol. We don't depend on Hayil. We won't get Malkus. But we don't depend on Hayil. So when the Gemara says why we need an Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara should say a simple reason. Because cooking from Yontif to Shabbos, even though it may be mutter in Daraisa because you say Hayil, but with Rabbanan you don't say Hayil. So therefore, you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Min adin. So I need an Erev Tavshilin to help me. So why does the Gemara wonder why I have an Erev Tavshilin? And the Gemara comes up with two reasons. Kedei sheyivra mona yofa. And the second reason, Kedei sheyayimru. Ein oifim mi Yontif l'Shabbos kal v'chayim mi Yontif l'chayim. Let the Gemara say a simple reason. You can't cook on Yontif for the next day, that's a weekday, even though you have Hayil, because Hayil is only a svar in the rice. And the Rabbanan, they prohibited you to depend on Hayil. So therefore, you need an Erev Tavshilin to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, because we don't depend on Hayil. It's a good shot, a very strong shot. And the answer is, says the Baal Amar, that Chazal would allow you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, even though you can't cook from Yontif to Hayil, Mishum Oynik Shabbos, or Mishum Shasatchat, one's the Lashon of the Baal Amar, one's the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. Chazal would have waived the prohibition of depending on Hayil. So to cook from Yontif to Chol, you can't depend on Hayil. To cook from Yontif to Shabbos, you'd be able to, and even though we don't depend on Hayil, Yontif to Chol, but Yontif to Shabbos, we depend on Hayil, Mishum Oynik Shabbos. So therefore the Gemara wonders, so what do I need an Erev Tavshilin for? The Gemara says, I need an Erev Tavshilin to teach me that I can't cook from Yom Tov to Chag. This is, I think, pshat in the sugya, and this is the Baal HaMor's kasha. So really, if we think about, the Erev Tavshilin doesn't allow us to do something that is usur. Fakir, the Erev Tavshilin teaches us, it's a limud, that you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so we know you can't cook Yom Tov to Chol, but it's not Mater any type of this, or the Yisr is Mutter because of Ayinik Shabbos, because of Shas Abchag, that's going to allow you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now let me ask the Olam a Shaila. I want the Olam to listen carefully. It's Negel Amaisa, and I didn't find the Shaila as of yet anywhere. There are certain types of cooking that are only Drabonim, right? When you cook on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, there are Malachas Derais of Bishul. But there's certain types of bishul that are only drabbanon. Who could tell me a bishul that's only drabbanon? Where do you have a bishul on Shabbos that you're only over drabbanon? Klisheni. Klisheni is mutter on Shabbos. I need a bishul drabbanon. If it's Michael Ben Jersoy, either it's mutter or it's also deraisa. Azara is not an issue bishul. What? Told us Cham is also drabbanon. Okay. What's another case? If you hold by Dover Lach, a Bishalach or Bishal, but we paskin when it's the Stan and Lagamre, it's Yesh Bishalach or Bishal. Some Rishonim hold, that's only Drabbanan, right? Some people only Drabbanan. So therefore, we have cases that Bishal on Shabbos is only Drabbanan. And I want to ask you, Halacha L'maisa Shailin. You may get the Shailin this Friday, so you have to think about the Shailin. Can I do, let's take Tol D'Schama, you're cooking in the sun, that is only Drabbanan. If you cook in the sun directly, you don't have to be Tol D'Schama. Regular Chama is Mutter, but Tol D'Schama looks like you're cooking on a fire. You could cook on the sun on Shabbos, right? You could take an egg, put it in the sun, and cook and eat it, no problem. But if the sun heats up a piece of metal, that's Tol D'Schama, it's also Midrabbanan. Something that's cooked already, but it's a Dover Lach, then it gets cold, some Rishonim hold Yesh Bishalach or Bishal B'Dover Lach, even though it got cold, but it's only Drabbanan. So I want to ask you a Shaila. What happens if Friday you were very late, this Friday, and you want to do a Bishal Drabbanan, and there's not enough time for guests to come to eat it? Meaning you don't have Hoyl. Is it Mutter on Friday, or is it Usher on Friday? What would you say? Is it Mutter to cook a Bishal Drabbanan this coming Friday? What? With an Arab Tavshilin. There's no oil.
I thought the Mishpur says just Nochem Lizara to cook your food before.
It's really not a Nochem Lizara. It's a Mishaf of Chag Gadol. You can depend on the Rishayim who hold a Tzarche Shabbat Nachem Beyantiv, which happens to be a big Doichik. It's not the gift of the right. But here I'm talking about Melech Atchila. You're going to plan your day to cook something that you don't have oil. What do you say? Could you do it or can't you do it? What? Who said they were matzah? Is a Chaim saying, who said they were matzah that drabbanan? So I have a raya for the Ron, not like you. The Ron says that if you could make an Erev Chatzeris on Yom Tov to Shabbos, an Erev Chatzeris, we know what it is, that when you have a wall around a city or around a couple of houses, it's not enough to carry because you have people who have different households there, so they have to be mishtatet the pas in order to allow you to carry. That's called an Erev Chatzeris. So the Ron says he doesn't understand why you can't make an Erev Chatzeris from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Why not? Erev Chatzeris is also to make because it's like a kinyan. It's like you're being kohen, it's like you're being mesakin. The Gemara says it's also midrabbanan to make an Erev Chatzeris on Yom Tov. But the Ron says, I don't understand why not. You have an Erev Tavshilin. It should allow you to make an Erev Chatzeris from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's the Ron's kasha. Even though the Erev Chatzeris you cannot use on Yom Tov, you can't use it on Yom Tov because an Erev Chatzeris, first of all, is not necessary on Yom Tov, which you can carry anyway. And many Rishonim say there was no takon of Erev Chatzeris on Yom Tov. And even if there was, when is an Erev Chatzeris chal? Besayf Yoyim. It's not chal on Friday afternoon. It's called Friday right before Shabbos. So the Ron says an Erev Tavshilin should allow you to do it. If the Ron says an Erev Tavshilin would allow you to do it,
it seems the Ran says that an Issa Drabonin is mutter to do on Yontif to Shabbos, even though you don't have oil.
It could be the Ran holding the Mokhamet. The
Chesed
Tzad
is
not
mutter
to
oil
of Shabbos.
One second. It wasn't mutter? It was mutter or wasn't mutter?
According to Mokhamet, no, I think according to Mokhamet, there was a residual Issa Drabonin from oil.
You mean the Mokhamis was Chalak and the Balamar?
Right. So then you have a Raya that Eretz Hashem is Matar of Darabana. Maybe it's Matar of Darabana too.
But let's go with the Balamar. I mean, see, they,
right,
cause,
because
cause
the
one second, because the Balamar is brought down on Halacha and the Ran is brought down on Halacha.
Okay.
Yeah. So how would you say it? I'm not too sure if I agree with you with the Rabban, but with the Balamar you agree. I think it's a clear Raya that if you have an Issed Rabbanan, we will be Matar without Hoyle, and an Issed Raisa with Hoyle. Because if you won't be moderate without oil, how could the Ran say that an Erev Chatzeris you can make from Yontif to Shabbos because you have an Erev Tavshilin? There's no oil. You can't use it for Yontif. So it seems to me that an Issa Drabbanan is mutter to do from Yontif to Shabbos without oil, similar to an Issa Daraisa with oil, because they're on the same plane. They're both Issuri Drabbanan. This, I think, clear from the Ran. And I would think, based upon this, it would be simple that you're allowed to cook Erev Yontif, even though there's no possibility for Archim to eat it, and therefore with an Erev Tavshil will be mutter. I think it's clear from the Ran. What's the Ran's teretz? That an Erev Tavshilin is a tremendous taina, but we only have the heter of Erev Tavshilin by midi de'achila. When it comes to things of food, the Erev Tavshilin is useless when it doesn't come to matters of food. So even though the Hara was a good Hara, an Erev Tavshilin should allow you to make an Erev Chatzeris, but we can't use it because an Erev Tavshilin can only matter midei the achila. Right.
One thing we say in the Erev Tavshilin is Avlok Ashraga.
By your suda. Right. And it's a tremendous point. Let's say, I don't think people do this anymore today because you have Shabbos lamps and other type of apparatus, but I remember when I was a child, sometimes we'd take a candle to read. We light the candle, it's not so safe possibly, for be careful, but we take a fire and light it to read. So are you allowed to light a fire on Friday afternoon, put it in your den that you want to read on Friday night? Could you do that? You can't. It's not midah d'achila. If you want to carry a machzor to shul on Friday that you should use it on Shabbos, or it's safer on Friday to use on Shabbos, you can't. Why? You made your Erev Tavshilin, but it doesn't help. An Erev Tavshilin only helps by midi d'achila. If it's not midi d'achila, the Erev Tavshilin cannot help. So therefore, when you need an Erev Tavshilin, we can only have the Erev Tavshilin by midi d'achila. You could use it right now. We light Neris? Who asked where's the hell in Lucas Neris? Oh, you. I don't understand. You light Erev Neris in your house on Friday to Shabbos, no? How do you do it? So then how do you light your neighbors?
That's a question.
No, I'm saying it's not a question on me. It's not a question on me.
But there's no halakha. You're lighting it right before Shabbos.
I'm saying if it's a good question, I'm saying I'm not running away from the question. I'm saying it has nothing to do with me. If you can't, you can't. If you could, you could. The answer is theoretically, you could use it. You could use it theoretically. You could take it to a room, an earth, knock on the door, have to look in my closet, you know, can I please borrow your candle? That's what you need for Hoyle, right? You need a theoretical possibility. I have a theoretical possibility.
The problem is your side.
Your side stands with a big shot over your life. Right. That's a very big shot. 100%. 100%. Don't play. No, sorry. No, please. My pleasure. Now you will hear a different color. Ah, that's good. Oh, so let me finish up now, quickly. Your side lamp is shot. Is everyone masking?
What about that you've done this before?
What?
It's not possible,
right,
to use it before.
Right.
Additionally, you couldn't be there alone. You could have done it before. You could have created a possibility.
Right. Yeah, so... No, I'm saying, you see that... No, you see that in Issa Drabbanan is mutter. That you see. Yeah, but I don't know if you find the chiluk, because Erev Tavshilin is matar in Issa Drabbanan. I assume it's matar every Issa Drabbanan. I mean, possibly there's your chiluk. I'm not saying it can't be true. I mean, we don't find such a chiluk. Person didn't have time, let's say, he didn't do it, you know, whatever the case may be. He could have made the Erev Chatzeris Erev Yontif also.
But it still couldn't have been used, so...
Yeah, but no, I'm saying, but there is the fact that he's a cliche. No, and there's no hoil now also.
Right.
The only thing you told me, he should have been a smart guy and prepared an hour or two before. He could have made the Erev Chatzeris Erev Yontif also. So we didn't do it, but now the way it is, Vasher Husham, there's no Eitzah. Okay, so now we came to the understanding that an Issud Rabbanah without Hayol is Mutter. Issud Rabbanah without Hayol is Mutter. We mentioned the Shaila. If you have an Issud Rabbanan and you don't have Hayol, is it Mutter, just like an Issud Deraisa with Hayol? And the Ron says an Erev Chatzeres you could make with an Erev Tavshilin from Yantav Shabbos, if not for the reason that it's not Midah the Achila. So Lechur B'Masher from the Ron, then it's Mutter, right? Now, this really, in a way, is Rabbi Kivegris Ha'ara on the Ron. That what's the Ron talking about? That you should be able to make an Erev Chatzeres with Erev Tavshilin. There's no Hayol, fine, that's what the Kamegas are on the run. But the Ron still says clearly that it is permitted. Oh. So let's go just a step further. Rabbi Kamegas speaks about a Shaila, if you're allowed to roll a Sefer Torah from Yontif to Shabbos. So in Hilchah Shmini Atzeres, Rabbi Kamegas says, it would seem to me, according to the Ron, you can't do it, even with an Erev Tavshilin. Why? Because an Erev Tavshilin does not help for things that are not meaning the achila. Then he says, look in Simon Shin Beis, and you'll find some interesting Torah there. So you look in Shin Beis in Hilchah Shabbos, and Rabbi Kivegar says, there's a question if you can fold your clothes, if you can make your bed from Yontif for Shabbos. The same thing like being Goyal Sefer Torah. So Rabbi Kivegar says, in his opinion, you're permitted to do it. We just finished saying an Erev Tavshilin only helps for Midi De'achila, and making a bed from Yontif to Shabbos is not Midi De'achila, right? It's not Midi De'achila. So says Rabbi Kivegar, you're right. An Erev Tavshilin only helps for Midi De'achila. However, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin for that. You can make your bed without an Erev Tavshilin. Why? Says Rabbi Kivegar, the reason is because it says in the Mishnah in Shabbos about making a bed from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, from a Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura, and leaving out all the side points, Yontif is surely a Kedusha Kala. It's not a Malacha to make a bed. Why can't you make a bed from Yontif to Sunday? Or from Shabbos to Sunday? It's Tircha. You can't be Matriach. It's no Malacha. It's not from Olam HaTes Malacha. It's an Izir Tircha. You can't be making from Yontif to Chol or from Shabbos to Chol. But since Yontif is a Kedusha Kala, you could be making from a Kedusha Kala to a Kedusha Chamura. When do you need an Erev Tavshilin? When you're doing a Malacha. A Malacha has to be done for Yontif, and a Malacha can't be done for the weekday. A Malacha has to be done for Yontif, according to Rabbah, and it can't be done for Shabbos. But just to be Matriach on Yontif for Shabbos, that's Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura. So therefore, Kivegas says, you're right. A Erev Tavshilin may not help because it only helps on Midi De'achila, and therefore you can't carry your Sefer to Shul on Friday to use on Shabbos. But you don't need an Erev Tavshilin because a Kedusha Kala can be Mechin for a Kedusha Chamur, and therefore you can boil the Sefer Torah on Yontif to Shabbos. But he brings down a Marshal that the Marshal says you need an Erev Tavshilin. You need an Erev Tavshilin in order to be goyal the Sefer Torah from Yontif to Shabbos, in order to make your bed from Yontif to Shabbos. So the question is twofold. What are the two questions? Number one, why do you need an Erev Tavshilin? Rabbi Kivegar says, good. A Kedusha Kala could prepare for a Kedusha Chamura. And what's the other Shaila? What? It's not Midah De'achila. Two very strong Shailas. And I'm going to attempt to answer those Shailas to give an understanding in Erev Tavshilin. Listen carefully and tell me if you're mocked. The Shaila Lechura, it should be Mutter because a Kedusha Kala should prepare for a Kedusha Chamura, and therefore you should be able to be Goyal on Yontif to Shabbos. Yeah, Lechura, you could say Pasha. The Gemara says, really, you should be able to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Why? Because we have Hayil, and as the Baal Amar says, we'll depend on Hayil. Why will we depend on Hayil? Because for Kedushas Shabbos, Tzairich Shabbos, Einik Shabbos will depend on Hayol, even though when we cook from Yontif to Chol, we don't depend on Hayol. So why do we have an Erev Tavshilin? The Erev Tavshilin is to teach us, if you can't do it from Yontif to Shabbos, Kal v'chomer, you can't do it from Yontif to Chol. We'll say the same thing. Really, you're right. You can prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. You can make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos. But the Takon of Erev Tavshilin taught me that I can't do it, so people will learn out that I can't do it from Yontif to Chol. Just like Batsim, I can cook from Yantar to Shabbos. Why can't I cook from Yantar to Shabbos? What would you tell me? Because I want to learn out that I can't cook from Yantar to Chol. But Batsim, it would be mutter, like the Baal Amar says, Mishum Kavod in Einik Shabbos. But Chazal wanted to teach the Klal Yisrael that if you can't do it from Yantar to Shabbos, they'll know you can't do it from Yantar to Chol. The same thing with being going to the Sefer Torah, and the same thing with making your bed. From Yantar to Shabbos, you could do it. But I can't do it from Yantar to Shabbos. Kavachayver from Yantar to Chol. Okay? Zaylam is not disagreeing. We'll agree. Shnika Kaidoya, everyone is Maskeva. Now, what's with the other Shaila? But we say an Erev Tavshilin. An Erev Tavshilin does not help for me to Dechila. Nope, Zaylam should already hop the terrace a little bit. An Erev Tashilim doesn't help by meeting the Achila, only for meeting the Achila. How could the Marshal say that there? The Teres, I think, is very poshut. The reason why an Erev Tashilim doesn't help only by meeting the Achila is not because the Erev Tashilim can only allow a meeting the Achila to be done from Yontif to Shabbos. There's a different problem. On every Yontif to Shabbos, we're stuck with the problem, how could you cook? So I say because of Hayim. But we say, but we don't allow Hayil. We don't allow Hayil. We can't cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So you tell me, because Einit Shabbos is matir the cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and once it's matir the cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, I need an Erev Tavshilin to teach Klal Yisrael that if you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you can't cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So therefore, says the Ran, we're only going to allow you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because it's a mitzvah d'achila. But we're not going to let you depend on Hoyle for any other malacha because it's not a mitzvah d'achila. It's not so important to do it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So if I ask you, why can't I carry a sefer to shul on Friday for Shabbos? You'll tell me, because you can't do malacha for the other day. But you'll tell me you have Hoyle. I say you don't depend on Hoyle. But you'll say, but when you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you depend on Hoyle. That's because it's a mitzvah d'achila. The mitzvah d'achila allows me to depend on Hoyle. Once the Midah Achila allows me to depend on Hoyle, then the Erev Tavshilin could work. But if I cannot depend on Hoyle, for instance, when it's not a Midah Achila, the Erev Tavshilin can't learn, because the Erev Tavshilin is not Matar any Yisurim. The Erev Tavshilin is for one purpose, to teach us that you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Kal V'chomer to Yom Tov to Chol. So I have to have another way to rid myself of the Isur of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. What other way is that? What other way is that? Kavod V'Einik Shabbos. But if it's not for me, there's no Kavod V'Einik Shabbos. So therefore, I have an Isser that I can't depend on Hayil, and then I'm stuck. The Erev Tavshilin can't be Matar.
This is
so I'm saying it's not Pshat, it's Matar and Isser. But Midah D'Achila, we didn't make from doing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Midah D'Achila, it's not the Erev Tavshilin is Matar. Midah D'Achila, Chazal or Matar. They said, without the Erev Tavshilin, you don't have to worry about Hoyle, because it's Einik Shabbos, else the Gemara would have said, I need an Erev Tavshilin to be Matar, the fact that I don't learn Hoyle. We'll speak a little later. Maybe let's do a bit of a kasha. I'll go upon him. So then it comes out, then it's answered, I think, very beautifully. That's only talking about you need meeting the Achila, when before the Erev Tavshilin, it's author to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. And then I come up with a shtickle Torah that it's mutter, that even though we don't depend on Hoyle, for Midah D'Achila we depend on Hoyle. And when it's not Midah D'Achila, I can't depend on Hoyle, and therefore the Erev Tavshilin can't help, because there's an Isra Bona to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But when you're talking about preparing a bed from Yom Tov to Shabbos, before the Erev Tavshilin, is there a problem? Do I have to have a special heter to prepare a bed from Yom Tov to Shabbos? I don't have to have a special heter. It's mutter b'etzem. Only when I'm cooking and I'm doing a malach, I have a problem. I have to depend on Hoyle. So I say a svara, the Rabbanan said, forget about Hoyle, because it's a midah d'achila, and if it's not a midah d'achila, I have a problem. And then Erev Tavshilin can't take care of that problem, because it's also the Rabbanan to depend on Hoyle, and it's not a midah d'achila. But making a bed from Yom Tov to Shabbos is mutter. There's no iser whatsoever. It's kedusha kal, kedusha hamura. The only problem I have is the takana there of Tavshilin, which has to teach me if I can't do it from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Kal V'chomer, I can't do it from Yom Tov to Chol. Good, the Erev Tavshilin would help. Because the Ran never meant the Erev Tavshilin can't help you on something that's Midah D'Achila. The Ron meant to say the Erev Tavshilim cannot help because there's another Isser. The Isser is you can't depend on Hoyle when you do from Yom Tov Shabbos. The only time you can depend on Hoyle if it's Midi Deachila. However, when you're talking about something which is only Tircha, that thing is Mutter Be'etzim. There's no problem without the Erev Tavshilim. The only problem is created because of the Erev Tavshilim. Fine, the Erev Tavshilim takes away the problem. I think it's a very good shot. We prepare for the Shver Mashal. So Halacha L'Maaseh, it comes out. We depend on Hoyle. You can cook from Yontif to Shabbos, but you have to have enough time in order to prepare and eat the food. However, by an Isra Rabbanan, it would appear to me from the Ran that you're allowed to prepare an Isra Rabbanan even though you don't have enough time to eat the food, because an Isra Rabbanan will become mutter even though you don't have Hoyle. However, the Erev Tavshilin only helps from eating the Achila. That remains Halacha L'Maaseh. But when it's not a Malacha, and it's just an Isser Tircha, then we say that an Erev Tavshilin will help, because that thing is Mutter Bet. Okay, I hope the Olam understood the Artara. Let me at this point, sorry I took a little bit longer than expected. We didn't realize it was retired, and we had to compete with breakfast a little bit over here. So I'm shortening what I want.